it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot Chats, Hour 5 of the Nation. Monster day of sports so far. We got to report earlier that Tyler Smith, having some knee issues, was going to have an MRI on his leg, but brought us clarified that it's not that big of a deal. It's something that they have been managing since training camp, so that's good. And then we had other injury news and sports happening, including Kevontae Turpin with a foot sprain, and it's unclear what his status is going to be for week 5. So that's sort of your biggest Cowboys things as we head into our final hour of the show. A Fan After Dark coming up from 8 to 11. Cowboys Crosstalk at 7. Here's Woolchuck with your mixed bag.
All right, going all over the map here, all sports. We got football, we got baseball, we got hockey. And who knows what the hell else we're going to end up getting into in a mixed bag. We'll start with Adam Schefter reporting Jaden Daniels medically cleared by doctors. He's going to practice fully. He's probably in line to get back on the field this week for the Commandos. Albert Pujols could be returning to the Angels dugout as their manager, according to Ken Rosenthal. I'd be so pumped about this. This just speaks to the cheapness that is the Angels. They've already got him on the payroll, so they're like, you know what? Just promote you to manager. We're not going to pay you for nothing. And he's probably going to be terrible. Terrible as a manager.
It's hard to imagine a great player being a great manager. There's been a communication breakdown, you know, for years of how they explain why they were so good, you know, or relating to players who got to be more of work hard, intangible type dudes. And it's hard to imagine that the guy would really want to manage after making so much money. Like, I think the point of making, but you really love baseball, you know, you can't see your life fulfilled. But man, traveling and a life of leisure, like when I hear about the player who wakes up, makes breakfast for his kids, takes them to school, goes and plays a round of golf, picks them up, and then like spends all night with them because they don't have anything else to do, plays with the kids, practices, does their homework. Like, that is a life that I just don't think a lot of people can turn down. And from my understanding, that's why Michael Young and Ian Kinsler aren't interested in any of these jobs.
It would make a lot of sense. Like, you had the time away, the daily grind of a long baseball season, now enjoy it. You know, you made a lot of money. Enjoy retirement. Be with your family.
You know, dad. Come back like when they're grown. They're going off to college, or maybe by the time they're in high school, they just have significantly less time for you. That's when you look at that kind of stuff. But I think it's cool that Albert Pujols has so many options and, you know, apparently has love for the organization and, you know, wants to continue to be involved in the sport.
And he does have previous managerial experience in Mexico. So, I mean, it's not like he's never done this before, but I just don't. If it works out, I'll eat the crow. But I just think
baseball
this
is a grind, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Baseball is a grind. I mean, we see it on TV and we imagine being able to play pro sports, but out of all the sports, it is the most stressful. You know, the handling constant disappointment and 12-hour days at the ballpark is just crazy.
It'll beat you down. Now, Buster Posey, according to Bob Nightingale, says that he's going to talk to Bruce Bochy about a role in the organization, but not as manager. If Bochy has managed his last game, it means the 2027 Hall of Fame class will be Dusty Baker, Bochy, and Posey, all in the same class, which would be pretty amazing. I mean, Dusty Baker and Bruce Bochy, two of the greatest managers of all time, in the same class. So
are you thinking he's not going to get another manager's job?
I think the Braves would make a lot of sense. Like, Brian Snitker officially stepped down, said like he just doesn't want to manage. He'll take another role with the organization as a consultant. I think the Braves makes a lot of sense. As a team that's talented, they're contenders, in my opinion. They just haven't been able to stay healthy. They always develop good pitching. Like, I could see Boch, if he really wants to manage, Atlanta would make a ton of sense to me. But maybe, like, maybe there isn't a squad out there, at least right now, that brings him in to do so. Because it's interesting. I figure the Giants, that would be a foregone conclusion. If he wants to manage, he can go back to the Giants. But here's the Rangers and the Giants both saying, we can bring it back in a front office position, but not as a manager. Interesting.
Maybe they made the right decision.
Other baseball news, courtesy of the DLLS Rangers podcast, Jeff Wilson. He mentioned that Danny Kalum and Phil Maton have both expressed they'd like to return to the Rangers. Hmm. Phil Maton's even added that he's tried to sign in Texas for the last couple of off seasons. So he really wants to be here in the area. We'll see if that happens. And Mike Maddox added that he wants Tyler Mahle back. So we'll see if Mad Dog's back. He's still got 1 year left. And it appears that if Jeff Wilson's reporting that, that Mad Dog is going to be back. Because I think Skip Schumacher, Mad Dog know each other. I guess that means they've got a good relationship. I'd like Tyler Mahle back as well. I thought he pitched phenomenally well.
Shut up!
If I had the pick between both of them, I'd go with Mahle or Merrill Kelly. I'd actually probably lean Merrill Kelly just because he's a big game pitcher and I kind of trust him in big situations.
Did he kind of falter down the stretch?
His last start was bad.
Yeah. I think the last three weren't very good.
His Astros start was definitely not good.
Yeah, that one was. It got away from him.
It was his first game pitching in Houston. I don't know if that had anything to do with
it. Yeah, I just kind of remember that. I just handing him the ball was a good thing, and then all of a sudden it kind of came. It was a little bit of a questionable thing.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean,
12 earned runs over his last 13 innings.
Yeah.
So Brian, your dead ball's on, right?
It might have been against Houston. So yeah, it wasn't a great finish.
It's a shame because he was
really good.
They handed him the ball and he did a nice job. And I just remember when they needed those games at the end, it kind of was like, I was listening and I was like, this is not, you know, 3 1/3 is not, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was DeGrom, got shelled, and then Merrill Kelly had a bad outing, and it just kind of all went down.
But you want him way over Tyler Mahle, I think, just because of the injury history.
I'll tell you
just
what,
the consistency.
Mahle at home, though, was
no, Mahle had a brilliant season. Yeah. He really did.
And that's 32 starts from Kelly.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I feel like he's going to be more reliable, even at this age.
He's the fourth, right? Because is Jack Leiter the third?
I think... Well, he's going to have to earn it, but I think right now you'd pencil Leiter in as the third. I mean,
so Kelly's way better than Leiter.
Kelly had a really good year.
Evaldi,
Kelly is
Leiter. Now pick your next two.
I know DeGrom.
I think Jacob Latz in there somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, Latz will have a shot.
Latz will have a shot. But yeah, DeGrom and Evaldi, they like view Jack Leiter as their little brother.
Yeah.
They want him to be a freaking superstar. Yeah. I think that's a big reason why you saw like a huge.
It's good for him to get up to 500, right?
10-10 K's his last game.
Well, 10-10 the record, you know.
I mean, unbelievable.
He went out with a bang.
He did.
We would have said if he'd had before the season, oh, hey, Jack Leiter's going to have 10 wins, we'd have kind of gone.
Oh. Yeah, we'd have probably laughed that off. Like, well, then the Rangers won the division, right? Well, they didn't, unfortunately. Yeah.
But they had the best defense in baseball, too.
They did have the best defense in baseball. They certainly did.
And that's not only amazing. Jack Leiter, but they have a great pitching staff. I feel like the playoffs are still a real chance for this team.
Why can't our sports teams have the both things working at the same time?
It's just annoying. You can't have it. The peanut butter and jelly, man. We can get our peanut butter. We can't have our jelly.
Yeah.
It's annoying. It really, really is.
Got ham, no burger.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we can have our ribs, but no sauce.
I'll tell you what, ribs without sauce, though, those are good ribs.
If they're well cooked.
Very lightly sauced.
Yeah.
You just need a little bit of...
Pepper. Dawson, you got me on that pepper kick.
Let's go.
Yeah.
If the Rangers don't go with Skip Schumacher, here's some plan B options for you.
Bob Melvin.
One of which, Bob Melvin is on here.
Is he really?
Yeah, Bob Melvin's listed, and this is courtesy of Evan Grant of the Morning News. The other one that I found interesting was...
Luis?
Yeah, Luis Zureta is on here.
Okay.
I don't think he's a real consideration. Michael Young also could be. I think Michael Young would take, I kind of know that he'd take the Rangers job over the Angels job. But I also don't think that, to your point, he wants to manage really. But Rocco Baldelli, who just got let go by Minnesota.
Analytics dude though, right? Isn't he like a
computer manager?
Yeah, that's
manages from the desktop.
But the Rangers liked him. A lot of the front office tried to hire him in Texas before he got the job in Minnesota.
Okay, but so I guess am I right about this? There. He's like a... Our pitcher's got a no-hitter through five, but we pull him guy?
He has done that.
Okay. Yeah.
He does have that in his track.
Sounds like a JD special.
Sounds like Boone last night with Max Fried on the bump for New York. He was losing his command. Yankee fans were like, have you lost your bleeping mind? What are you doing right now? This is ridiculous.
Did he lose his command, or did we just lose the game?
I think we just lost ourselves.
Just lost the game.
By the way, if you want to root for some Rangers in the postseason, Scherzer, Dylan Tate, Izzy, all on the Blue Jays. You got Luke Jackson, Mitch Garver. On the M's, Cleveland, Matt Festa, Austin Hedges, and you know we love our guy, Austin Hedges. Red Sox, Chapman last night. We saw him do his 2023 dance. Nathaniel Lowe, both on the Red Sox.
Yeah, I smiled when I saw Nathaniel Lowe and his mustache and just general aesthetic.
True Ranger fans remember Andy Ibanez, that 2021 season. He's on the Tigers now.
Do you think Hedges running back the magic number on the ass?
for this postseason?
I think that's a one-time thing.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think it was just special to us.
I kind of feel the same. I just didn't know if that was like a...
I hope. At least I hope.
Yeah, I'd like to think that's sacred for us.
Like that's a special thing.
That's our ass. That's our magic number.
Yeah, Edgy. You don't show that ass off to anybody else.
It's hard.
It is. Splash. All right, let's move over, transition to another great sport, and that's college football. Let's talk about the gridiron here. Sun Devils and the Kansas Jayhawks, the Fightin' Fred Davises, they're London-bound boys.
Next year.
History's going to be made. September 19th of 2026, first ever college foosball game at the iconic Wembley Stadium. Arizona State, Kansas, Big 12 football takes London.
We played Dublin a lot, right? We've done the Dublin trip.
Dublin
right?
Things happen now, I think, 4 years in a row.
There you go.
But first ever game in London.
There we go.
Let's make it happen. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, like the old, I've been to both, the new and the old Wembley
Stadium. How about the Jayhawks, though?
Which one was better, the new one? Yeah, I know, right?
The new one is beautiful, old one has so much history to it, man.
That's a hyped up, like, huge kind of game that they always do, and they're putting the Jayhawks in there. I guess credit to them.
It's a Big 12 game, right?
Jaden Daniels has made them fun to watch. I don't know if he'll still be on the team next year, but maybe.
Old Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, they got to figure something out there. Had an NFL scout. It's the same name.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I thought you were ball sacking us there.
KU's quarterback.
Oh, KU's quarterback.
Yeah, KU's quarterback. Yeah.
Where's Fred? Oh, Fred's, he's taping the mythical high school.
Oh, is Jalen?
Yeah.
Did I say Jaden? Jalen Daniels.
Close enough.
Jay.
Tato Tomato.
Jay Daniels.
What are we doing?
Jay Daniels. I got a lot
we
going.
We needed Fred walking in here.
Hey, Fred, what's the name of your quarterback?
No, he's doing the
mythical high school
Fred,
show.
Fred, where are you?
Yeah.
NFL scout. Sharing his thoughts on Arch Manning as he's had 4 starts in his college career.
He sucks.
Quote, he's talented.
No.
But he needs to get rid of what's going on with him. I don't know if it's all mental, but I do know he's dealing with a level of pressure that nobody else we're talking about is dealing with.
Start the excuse machine.
We just need to see a lot more of him before anybody can make a determination about him. He just really hasn't played a lot. It's okay to be a little bit developmental and still have high upside. You just got to let him develop.
It just greatly reduces the chances you're going to be good. It's okay not to be okay. Let me take the guy who's good in his first 4 starts. Over the guy who's not good.
If he starts throwing to cattle ranchers, I can really crazy. Evaluate him.
Yeah.
Just start throwing to cattle ranchers. I'll tell you if he can play or not.
I mean, what you're seeing is a guy who's not good enough despite his athletic gifts. And, like, college football and the NFL has tons of these guys.
College football's, it's
athleticism doesn't mean good at sports. It means you'd be good at track for sure. But any sport, you got to prove that you can actually play it.
Well, big week, as I said, for Arch. I think he's going to be okay. We're going to stack up good performances.
I'm Swamp.
Still a believer. Still a believer.
I'm out. 100% out
but
on
Arch. Spencer
Rattler. Oh, look at it. Just putting it on the table.
Spencer like Rattler's a better quarterback than no, Arch Manning.
No.
Way.
No.
Way.
Spencer Rattler can't win a game.
He's got a bad team.
Well, he sucks.
Dawson, week
he's
five.
He's never won at any level.
Week five.
So you're out forever on Arch.
Oh, yeah, I'm out on Arch.
We've stamped it.
Forever. All right.
I'm calling it. Seen enough.
Respect. We got one guy on
Get
Arch.
Rid of the guy.
He stinks. All right, Rhett Lashley. I don't know.
Arkansas.
You think?
I would never leave SMU. I would never leave SMU myself.
He said, quote, I don't stand anywhere on speculation hypotheticals.
Yeah,
I'm
liar.
I'm happy.
I'm sorry,
I've got
coach.
A great job.
I didn't mean to call you a liar, coach. Sorry about that.
I think when your name gets linked to jobs, it means your team's done well. The program's done well. So it's a compliment to what our staff and administration and players have built over the last 3 years plus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then a lot of times there's obvious connections. If it's your alma mater, it's easy to link names. But I haven't given it any thought because there hasn't been anything and any thought to give about it.
Tell him,
it's
coach.
A great, fair question.
But
I'm really excited with what we're building here.
Listen, everybody that's left SMU for other jobs
regretted it
has failed miserably. Come on, man, don't leave SMU.
Yeah, I'd this stay. Is I, and
this
honestly,
program.
SMU's you've got, a better you've job
got,
than
you,
Arkansas.
You've got a lot
right now
going on. You've got a lot going on at SMU that helps you. Don't
you stay
don't,
there.
Don't turn your back on them.
You don't leave.
Don't leave.
It's true. You got all that money, and you're in the ACC.
You got a better chance
you've
to
got,
win at
you've
SMU.
You've got a school you were recruit at. You got the student body over there. You got a nice little stadium. You play in the ACC. You can win those games.
You were just in the playoff.
Don't go to the SEC and
I mean, Arkansas is not going to be sniffing the playoff. All right, let's get to Kevin Durant.
Their AD doesn't even believe they're going to be in the. They just want to win games. Remember that?
We don't have the resources.
Yeah, remember the AD? Yeah. But they got Walmart logo on their field. And they got Walmart, Tyson you got Chicken Tyson, on.
You got J.B.
Yeah,
Hunt.
Yeah, you got all these things.
Come on.
Arkansas is a very, very wealthy state. But I'll tell you what, man, you go there, you go to die as a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to die there.
You go to die.
They might just end up saying, Petrino, here, it's your gig. Just wear the neck brace and go to die.
Dude, you go die there. You just don't.
Death. All right, KD. Well,
don't leave SMU, man. It's a great job.
And I think Rhett Lashley's going to stay where he is. It's a good fit. Kevin Durant jumps on Kay Adams' show up in Adams every week.
She's got great guests, by the way.
She does, and she's great at what she does.
How does she do it?
KD, shooting her shot a little bit.
Her?
Nope.
His.
And then if you come down to Houston, which I'm expecting you to come to a game.
Mm-mm. I came to a game and you did not even. You wouldn't even.
I was hurt.
You literally would not even like wait.
You didn't come out and say,
hey.
You came to a game and I had to find out the next week on your show that you were at my game, which is crazy.
Kevin, I think I literally told you I was at the game.
No, you didn't.
I said, see you tonight. Afterwards.
But it's all good. That's old.
No, I literally said, see you tonight.
We're moving on to the next season, and I'll see you at one of these games in Houston.
Which game?
We're going for barbecue. Down to Texas when you get out here, right?
What's the spot? What feels like home so far? I heard you say it feels like home. Why does it feel like home?
Because it's Texas. And it's just Southern hospitality. It's just Texas. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see once you get out here. I ain't going to keep telling you. Mm-hmm. You're just going to have to immerse yourself in the culture when you get down here, right?
I feel like fool me once. Oh. Fool me twice.
Wow. All right, bye, Kay.
I think he...
No, he's good. As soon as she said, which game? Yeah. Well, which game? He's got it.
I don't know. I think
she'll be at a game.
Can you imagine that? That'd be such a weird dynamic. Little tiny Kay Adams, big old long tarantula.
You mean with them just sitting together at dinner?
The tarantula, yeah, just eating there.
It's not like they're buddies. Walking down the street.
No, I think they have a good relationship as friends.
Like they're friends, yeah.
Yeah, she was fixing her hair. She was talking to him.
That was super flirty. Yeah,
it was going over the shoulder.
Which game? I think she's a tease.
Yeah,
but and he won that Batman.
Shams gave her the Heisman. Said, "I'm not interested."
Wagga 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 yeah. Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, buddy.
Bryce saw it coming a mile away.
Kyler Murray also asked about the new training facility with the Cardinals that's opening in 2028. He said, "Quote: It's beautiful. I hope I'm here to see it."
Well, he's got a little bit of self awareness, I guess, and obviously, he must have heard what Bryce Butler is going viral for talking about Kyler Murray today, which is hashtag not a leader.
Well, it's kind of exactly what I was told at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago by one of his teammates that will not be named.
Likes that Call of Duty too much. He's got that Corey Seager plan going. He's just in his own little world. All righty. See what I did there? Own little world. Yeah.
Own little world.
Okay, we got to go.
Little Kyler.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What are we doing next, Chief? Little hodgepodge?
Yeah, let's do this thing. I'm super happy for this Dallas Mav. Plus, we'll hear from Baker Mayfield and get the scoop on the college football snitch.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Line next to the nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time now for Chief Sports Hodgepodge. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Flagtober 2025 starts Saturday at Tolbert Garage Door. We want to see you there. Stay tuned for your chance to pick up the all-free, the best ever 2025 G-Bag Nation flag. The Yanks, bottom of five right now. It's a 2-2 game there in that American League wild card series with the Red Sox. They are tied at two with Boston leading that series 1-0. Here's Chief with your hodgepodge.
All right, thank you very much. 877-881-1053. I got some really cool news about my alma mater with Wolchuk. He's not here to see it. I think Broadus might be on the phone making Chinese buffet plans after work.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so hammering stuff out.
That's just kind of where we're at.
Let's do this, man. Let's shake and bake. Thing.
Sports Hodge Box.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is there anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. We no one's thousands. Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Look, we got a Broadus sighting. Wow, here comes Walchuk swaggering in with that S-eating grin.
Doing a little
just laptopping his tail off in the side studio, not even realizing.
Sorry, guys.
Love the star, man. Doing some love with the star.
Sorry, boys. We got Yom Kippur tomorrow. I had to record a spot and, just preparing.
Oh, Yom Kippur. Okay.
It's not, I wish it was yummy. It's a fasting for 24 hours.
24-hour fast.
I got to repent and atone for all my sins. I apologize to all the
you
listeners
go
out there
for like 72
you.
When you
atone for those sins, do you have like a power ranking? Like, have you jotted these things down?
No.
Do you have like a Wooly Bully top 10 sins of the year that you're most looking forward to atoning for?
Top 10. It's got to be a top 50.
Yeah.
You keep all that up top, though. You don't want any documentation of that kind of stuff.
No, not at all. I do not write that down. I don't want that to be found.
Sure.
And then the next thing you know, it turns up online.
The hearts of men and what evil lurks within them.
But yeah.
That's why I got a Yom Kippur.
These are the times to try men's souls.
It's a tough time.
So you're going to be yomming it up.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, we come to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that.
I also got to say.
Never have so many owed so much to so few. Not ask what you could do for your country.
But ask what the heck can do for you.
That's don't fire until you see the whites in their eyes.
Yeah. Yes.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Thank you, Paul.
Anybody else?
I'm extremely
impressed.
We could
tell he was a real dumbass in school.
Yeah. I'll raise my hand on that. I don't have like some random awesome thing to say now.
I was dumb.
I was just enjoying kicking back and listening to you guys get all freaking Shakespeare on me.
I can't tell if I was dumb or I just didn't pay attention, you know?
Right. Because
I know for a fact
I
hated
every
minute.
I didn't pay attention at all.
Yeah.
I was bad. I was a drunk.
Boy.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, Mr. Broadus.
And that was just the fourth grade.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
That's a direct quote from a teacher?
That was actually from Animal House.
It's a movie quote.
Super Tarski.
Well done. Fat, dang, dude. Stupid.
Well done.
It's good stuff. Okay.
It's fun, though.
We have Harrison Keller, the president of UNT, Walchuk, sending out a message.
Helen Keller?
No, Harrison Keller.
Oh.
No relation to Helen as far as...
I didn't see this one coming.
I know.
Oh.
That
one
was
cool, man.
Thank you, Lucius.
I just want to say, Broadus showed up late to the program, and he's just been so deep in his bag over the last 5 minutes.
We need to promote Love of the Star more on Mondays.
Took a shot of vodka back there.
That's what I was talking about.
Are we getting kicked in the nuts on Mondays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you lazy jack wagons.
I'm glad you threw both of us in there.
I'm only kidding. We are down a little numbers there.
Okay, so...
listen more, folks, please.
The message.
Please listen, guys. Really appreciate it.
Mean Green football team is having a historic season this year, advancing to next Friday's game undefeated. Couldn't be more proud. In the spirit of rallying, the full Mean Green community classes will conclude at 12 noon on Friday, October 10th. Managers are also encouraged to work with employees who wish to adjust their schedules so everyone has the opportunity to join the pregame festivities and fill the stadium in support of our team. Look at this, dude.
Having a pep rally?
He's like really trying to do it big.
Shut it down.
Well, we got a Friday game at home against South Florida.
First of all, if you have classes on Friday, you're doing college wrong anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a you problem.
Yeah. I just had one in the morning, but I was done by 10 a.m.
See, there you go. I mean, I do wonder how many kids are being like, oh, this actually affects me. Like,
hopefully not a lot.
Actually, this means we're going home early. They're driving back to their homes.
Oh, just going to get an extra long weekend out of it?
Yeah, we're a commuter school
over there.
Just
punt on the game? Got to see who they're playing here. They're playing South Florida.
I just said they're playing South Florida. It's our biggest game of the year.
You thought I was listening when you said that?
I kind of thought you did. That's why I stayed in the other room, because I know that it didn't really matter if I was even here anyway.
Are you shaking in your boots about this 24-hour fast? Like, just be honest.
I don't like it. It's the worst day of the year. Yom Kippur is not a fun day. So
you get to eat brisket when you're done, though, right?
Is it brisket, post-game brisket?
It's like a light meal.
No, when it's over, like 24 hours when it's over?
Rosh Hashanah is our brisket time, so is Passover. Oh, but yeah, wow. It'll be some like probably.
Do you
some,
pray to atone?
Yeah.
Like, you think about everything you did.
It's and a full day in service.
Send some text messages out and apologize, maybe write some emails.
Not really supposed to be on your phone or be watching TV.
Handwritten letters, okay.
Yeah, handwritten. And then you hand them in.
Can you drink coffee? Morse code. Buy coffee?
You can brush your teeth in the morning. No, you're not even supposed to do that.
No water?
Nothing. If you need to take medication, you can.
Wow.
Raw dogging it.
You got a raw dog.
You got to tell them for your sins, bro. Oh, yeah. Original raw dogs.
24-hour raw dog.
You might feel great after this one.
You know what? And the fast will do that to you. It's a great reset, and you're spiritually optimal on empty stomach conditions. So I think you're going to knock it out of the park, get closer to God.
40 days, 40 nights, baby.
Yeah. I mean, this is like your 33rd Yom Kippur. At this point, you're a total vet.
Yeah, I wasn't really doing the fasting until after the bar mitzvah.
You did that for 2 years. Obligated.
That's when you
got to
really
lock
in.
That's true.
Soda, you were a pro at that.
That's true.
That's when you get circumcised, the bar mitzvah?
No, that's the bris.
Okay. After the drinks and everything, you know.
That's when get we over here, Walt John.
Yeah. 13. Drop them, son.
Somebody bless this knife real quick.
The moral, shaky
moral. Oh, man. Yeah, that's barbaric. I don't know why we still do that.
I was thinking if I had a son, would I just... No, you're not going to make them cry like that.
It was like a
that's
whole.
That's why Kavanaugh I'd wasn't.
Whole, I had the whole Bennett.
Yeah,
my dad was doing that. Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it? I mean, it's unsettling. I think for a first time parent to see your child screaming like that in pain as they
actually,
been but sliced and diced.
It's a tough one because if we would have had boys, it would have been a fight probably between me and my wife because she was like anti doing it. I'm just like, dude, like it happened to me. I don't remember it.
Yeah,
but I'm thankful for it. Just. In public or whatever.
He loves his helmet.
You know, those times where I shake one out.
Yeah. Yeah. One time. Like, you don't want to be in the anteater club if you can help it, I think.
Oh, man. The disrespect. Shout out to the anteater club, right?
No, shout out to him.
We need you. The anteater gets no respect anyway, right?
I feel for him.
Always looking for ants.
God, man. trying to build listeners.
Some ants don't like you. Some ants do.
What is the percentage? You think of like kids now.
Let's look it up.
Look that up.
Let's meet.
I'd say 8%.
Let's chat it up.
8% be my guess.
8%
not
anteaters,
and it's probably up. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're gonna get. I don't know how trustworthy this is. We're gonna get Broadus to fact check that.
I can't spell.
Did we give a tip of the cap to our guy PJ Washington?
Tip of the cap.
If
you're such a jerk.
If we could. Sit here and actually believe this because, again, ball sacking's rampant. So who am I to say that this is actually true? But I've seen it in a lot of places. Shout out to PJ Washington's lawyer who allegedly, I mean, the dude just signed like a $90 million contract and the child support payment is $5,500 a month. Now, that ain't chump change.
That's from the last payment, right? Is that from his first contract, I believe? Now he's got his new contract, and she's going to probably want some more money now.
Okay, because she's saying she wants $35,000
a month. Yeah, I bet she does.
Yeah, I bet she
Go
does.
Go for a cool meal, girl.
Trying to make those ends meet.
Okay, 80% of males in the U.S. are roughly circumcised, but that number is crashing in a hurry. As recently as 2022, estimates said just 49.3% of newborn boys were getting circumcised.
Mm. Oh.
Or brist.
It's parents.
Yeah, there. I think the
it's parents,
It's parents. Yeah, I mean, we don't 100%. Need to do that. It's mutilation. There's a lot of reasons. I guess it's.
Oh, we can't do that.
There's
to
more. There's more nerve endings if you leave it,
so that becomes better. Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. We got robbed of an experience.
Yeah,
I am hearing that. Oh, got robbed of an experience.
Still a good experience.
Yeah,
depends on who you're with.
Yeah, it's still. Yeah, I mean, who's to say? Because the
gives me a fighting chance.
I mean, I guess there are probably people that lived a good portion of their life uncircumcised and then got circumcised to like get the difference between it, because how would they know? They think it's awesome. Of course I do too.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty dang awesome. Yeah. I don't know, I'm losing nerve endings. No, how are you gonna tell me yours is better than mine when you haven't done mine? I haven't done yours.
Yeah, we're not doing it. We'll switcheroo.
All right. It's a fair question, Chief.
So
appreciate your passion on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get him, Chief. wish you'd fight for the quarterback war sure? here.
I don't understand.
I don't want to be circumcised. Ah, and then put quarterback sucks.
Well, I do want to be circumcised.
Yes.
And I am. And I have.
Isn't it a cleanliness thing?
There is a element to that. And I don't know. I feel like I've just been nothing but
what?
Absolutely fair when it comes to talking about Dak Prescott.
I really do think you have been.
I feel like I've been fair.
Yeah, I think you've been fair.
He hasn't played well in the playoffs.
I think he was talking about my Arch Manning take.
Nobody's denying that. You're putting on the guy pretty quick here, but you could end up being right.
guys quarterback, I mean, 5 games. I've had enough.
But he might, and who knows?
Right. You know? That's how Kavanaugh used to scout. Like 3 plays. Ah, this guy sucks.
Son of the punt team.
I like his style. You can tell a lot in 3 plays.
He's out. Sometimes you can.
You really can.
It's really not that small of a sample.
I was reminded on text that I don't know ball because I didn't watch his last game.
Last game was awesome.
Yeah. Put on a show.
But it was against Sam Houston State.
Yeah.
No disrespect to them.
But you're right. I didn't watch the game.
Boston just tied the game with a home run. Story.
Can you imagine what Hogdale's doing right now?
Irving Zone.
Hogdale must be going berserk.
No, that would be an FCC violation.
We'll relive Hogdale for tomorrow.
Oh, wait, they wear these hats? What are they doing?
I won't relive it.
I like the home run furry thing they do.
Is that a Kermit?
Yeah, they are putting on costumes.
Oh, what? It's like, a mascot head. What are we doing? I like it.
Is that just, have they been doing that all year? Is that a postseason
deal? I think so, yeah.
I do dig that.
I'm not going to act like I know Boston baseball, but here we are.
Okay, so we do you guys need to follow Message Board Geniuses, by the way, on Twitter. That's because it's just so funny to go through, like, speaking about Arch Manning and the college football stuff right
What's
now.
What's
like,
that D1 thing I need to know about? D1?
D1 breeder.
Okay, that's...
Allegedly.
Okay.
I can't confirm. But... You just see screenshots of these unbelievable college football message boards, and they're just hilarious. Like someone said, Mr. Cheeseburger put in on the Sooner Scoop. He titled it OU Texas 2:30 start time. Says, does anyone else think the 2:30 start time? Because usually that's 11 a.m.
That's 11 a.m. game, yeah.
So he's like, does anyone else think the 2:30 start time? Mateer has a better chance of playing than if the game was at 11 a.m. Those precious few hours could make all the difference in the recovery process. I don't even think he's being sarcastic. I think this is a real rabid college football fan who is clinging on to any reason why a Heisman-type player could play for his team in the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, hope's the most powerful drug in sports, man.
And then you have the other side of things where Texas's opponent this weekend, you have the Gators, and Gators 24-15... had the subject on the message board are Napier and Scott lovers, the AD and the head coach.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm not trying to start anything, he writes.
Yeah.
But is it possible Billy Napier and Scott Strickland are lovers? How can anyone keep his job after this? I have seen how Scott looks at Billy after games. Anyone agree?
We've seen how they look at each other after games.
That is college football message boards.
Somebody
for you,
else put
girls.
On here, Howdy Ags. I have relevant news. Sooners quarterback John Mateer will play versus Texas. I was in Chipotle tonight, and Mateer was in line in front of me. The tortilla presser asked Mateer how his hand is doing, and Mateer said, great. Mateer then said, 100% I'm going to play against Texas. And so they posted this on a Texas A&M message board.
I love it. They're desperate for anything.
I love it, dude.
Thank you, Chief. And I have a follow-up on that mascot head the Red Sox are using. Apparently they started that this year, and it's called the Green Monster. Mm. Pretty cool, huh?
I love it, dude.
So they put on a Green Monster hat there, and apparently Trevor Story was the first one to do it. And now he's the most recent one to do it after that solo bombski tied it up at 3, top of the 6th. Mm. All righty, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We're coming back to Crosstalk with The Fan after dark. See what they have cooking for their evening broadcast. And we're back with that here in the Nation.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You have Bobby Belt and Darren McFadden coming up in Cowboys Crosstalk. That'll be fun. The longtime Raider
Then he spent three seasons with the Cowboys, or at least one big season in 15, then three games in 2016, one game in 2017, I guess, as it gave way to Ezekiel Elliott. But should be some good stories and football talk there with Bobby Belt, Darren McFadden here coming up at 7 o'clock. And then you get the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. Our guy on Twitter, at Not To Be Trite.
Yeah.
Fun guy. Has some interesting stats and thoughts at times, but... he had this post over the break. Sam Williams has a career average of two penalties for every sack, and nine of those penalties have been on third or fourth down. So I just wanted to ask you, we were talking about him earlier and some of the disappointment here with Sam Williams, and what was the stat? He's like one of the worst pass rushers in the entire league.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, and it sucks because in training camp, it became obvious, like, the players like him. The players are rooting for him. He had these... Was it For the Family t-shirts made, yeah, where he's like focused on, I'm going to do whatever it takes to, you know, get this tape, put down and go get a big old contract. And I feel like if they do make a trade for an edge, Sam Williams would be gone, won't he? Like, why is he even on the team, or why is he even in the rotations at this point if it's that bad?
They think too highly of their players.
Yeah, I think that's the best. I think Jerry has an affection for Sam Williams. And so, you know, he's, you know, Sam coming back and all these things like that. And, you know, they really did. That whole draft when it was Sam and Tolbert, I mean, there was talk about, you know, like, which guy, you know, and they were going to maybe take Tolbert first. And Jerry's like, no, we're taking Sam. We're going to take Sam right now. So it started back when he drafts. So Jerry's always, the general manager's always had that kind of that love for, much like he did for at one time for Randy. Randy Gregory.
Yeah,
and that
absolutely.
Same, he kind of has these defensive ends that his history, if you look at it, there's like the Alonzo Spellmans and guys like that. I mean, he's always kind of dealt with these defensive ends that seem to have a lot of talent but don't pan out for him.
So out in the wild on Cowboys Twitter, I can't find any confirmation that, you know, what you're saying about Tyler Smith, that he, this is something they have been managing. He didn't talk about his MRI results. He didn't say he's going to play this week. So what are you hearing on Tyler Smith here today and the chances that he plays Sunday?
I think he's going to play myself. I think this is something that they've known about. They manage. And so, yeah, I think this is one of those things they go probably check it and
make sure it's not getting worse.
Make sure it's not getting worse. And yeah, this is, I don't think this was talking to people over there. I don't think it was a surprise. So my assumption is that he's probably going to step up and play.
Well, that'd be good. Kevontae Turpin may not, as he had a sprained foot. That's the news we kind of started today's show with. And it's time now to chat with Fred and Blake, see what they got cooking coming up. How are we doing tonight, Blake?
I'm feeling great. Get to see you boys every day now. It's a blessing to get to walk in and hang out with the guys. It's not every other day or whatnot. Fan After Dark, Monday through Friday. We had a full 4-hour show yesterday. A lot of fun. Took some Tolo calls, so... Another fun one today. 3 hours. Cowboys crosstalk for the 7-8, but we'll be on from 8 to 11.
Where's your guy Fred?
Fred, that's a great question.
Isn't it the mythical high school football show going on?
I think that's Fridays. He does it Wednesdays, too?
Resched.
They had a resched.
Oh, good call on Chiafalo. I had no idea.
Well, he was up here super early. I was like, yeah, dang, Fred, you're really getting after it today. He's like, yeah, well. Well,
I'm glad he's doing that, because yesterday we debuted a new segment, a little high school reunion, where we talk about high school football scores and kind of big matchups and rankings and where these kids are doing. And it was so good. Got so many texts. We made it two segments. So I need him to stay up to date on his high school football so we can continue doing that segment with the Tolos.
But I was listening late. You guys finished with a fight, man.
We did. We got into the Shador Sanders. Where should he have gone? You know, I pushed back on Fred saying that he should have gone to Baltimore. I felt like there was a little bit of hindsight, seeing that Lamar got hurt. I think he did do the correct thing going.
The correct thing to go to Cleveland.
I don't know if it's the correct thing to go to Cleveland, but he will get an opportunity to start in Cleveland better than other places. Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel being your people you have to outperform versus Lamar Jackson, you're hoping he gets hurt, or Joe Burrow, whatever not. So I didn't love Fred's argument, but, you know, there's always two sides.
Well, I think the case is if Lamar were to get hurt, you're on a better team, better roster. Mm-hmm. So if you perform well, you're now putting good tape out there to where a team would say, maybe I should call and trade for that guy, and there then you get your starting spot.
What do you think is more likely, Lamar getting hurt or Joe Flacco not playing well?
Lamar getting hurt, and really, even that Joe Flacco didn't play well, they're now starting Dylan Gabriel. And
Shador is on Shador, not Dylan Gabriel.
The Browns organization has been split on Shador from the second they drafted
this,
him.
That is true. They're playing the coach's pick now. Is what they're doing.
Yeah, I think the right answer would be neither, you know, because you're not going to be the starter anytime in the next decade in Baltimore and Cleveland. If you become the starter, they're probably going to move on from you within a couple of years.
You can at least put some good tape out.
Yes, Cowboys Crosstalk is coming up here at the top of the hour with Bobby Belt and Darren McFadden, and then you will get Fred and Blake coming up from 8 to 11, the Fan After Dark, so stick around for that. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 5 flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.